Chapter 3. The Phonograph. In 1877, Edison invented a talking doll for his daughter. She thought this toy was hilarious. The toy gave Edison an idea. He could make a machine that could record and play voices and music. Edison had already invented a way to record short sounds or telegraph clicks. To record people's voices, he covered a metal cylinder with tinfoil. He used a needle to make marks on the tinfoil. He turned the cylinder to work the machine. The needle played back the sounds made on the tinfoil. Caption: Edison and his phonograph. In 1877, Edison tested his machine. He spoke into the microphone. Edison played back his voice. The machine said his words exactly. Edison had invented the phonograph. The phonograph was a success. Edison hired people to show how the phonograph worked. All over the country, people paid 25 cents to hear it. Some people paid $30 to buy a phonograph. That was a lot of money back then. Feature box. From phonograph to MP3 player. After Edison invented the phonograph, Leon Berliner invented a machine called the gramophone. It worked like the phonograph machine, but it used a round disc. In the United States, gramophones were also called record players. Record players play vinyl discs. Around 1980, people invented CD players. CD players play compact discs, or CDs. Then MP3 players were invented. An MP3 doesn't play a disc at all. Music is stored on a computer file.